And one problem, the sources have told CNN, Mr. Chairman, and you know about this, I'm sure, that the U.S. intelligence community is now having much greater trouble tracking al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula terrorists because they're not using communications the way they used to. Is that right?
Well, I can tell you that the leaks surrounding AQAP that happened last year have had an impact, a negative impact on the U.S. intelligence community's ability to track certain individuals, certainly. We do still have some acuity there, but there's a different problem now. We need to make a political decision that we need to be engaged in a high-tempo disruption activity when it comes to counterterrorism in Yemen. That threshold hasn't been crossed yet. We need to cross that threshold. Great success in April. We should take advantage of every opportunity we have to provide a disrupting activity.
To go in there with drones and just kill these people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I can't talk about specific types of targeting and what that might look like, but I can tell you that the April event, wildly successful. Subsequent to that, the decision was made not to take opportunities where we found them. That was a mistake. I hope today is an example of why we shouldn't make that mistake.